Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to another Mansion Inglés podcast, recorded for October 2011. En el nivel básico este mes, hemos practicado el pasado del verbo to be, ser o estar. To be or not to be, that is the question. ¿Te acuerdas cómo se dice el verbo to be en el presente? I am, you are, he is, she is, it is, we are, they are. Good. El pasado del verbo to be tiene dos formas. Was, W-A-S, y were, W-E-R-E. I was, he was, she was, it was, we were, you were, they were. La pronunciación del were puede ser un poco difícil. El sonido vocal es Repite, were, we were. Cuando were está colocada en medio de una frase, normalmente se pronuncia débil, con el sonido Repite, Cambia a were. Repite, were. We were happy. We were late. We were early. We were excited. We were going to work. We were living in Madrid. We were there. Very good. Muy bien. Ahora escucha y repite algunas frases del cuaderno de este mes. Where were you born? ¿Dónde naciste? Where were you born? You born. Were you born? Where were you born? I was born in London. Where were you born? I was born in London. Where were you born? I was born in a hospital. I was born in a hospital, of course, por supuesto, of course. I was born in hospital. Were you born in Argentina? In Argentina. Were you born in Argentina? Where was your sister born? Your sister born. Where was your sister born? Where were you yesterday? Where were you? I phoned you. Where were you at 11 o'clock? I was looking for you. Where were you all morning? Where were you on Saturday night? On Saturday night. Where were you on Saturday night? Who were you with? Who were you with? Who were you with? Who were you with on Saturday? Were you with him? Were you with Paul on Saturday? Where were you last night? Were you sick last week? Sick significa enfermo. Repite. Were you sick last week? Last week. La semana pasada. Last week. Were you sick last week? What was the date yesterday? The date. La fecha. What was the date yesterday? Or what was yesterday's date? Repite. What was yesterday's date? Was it the 16th? Was it the 17th? What was it? Este mes también hemos repasado los opuestos de algunos adjetivos. Ahora voy a decir los adjetivos y tú tienes que decir el opuesto en inglés antes que lo digo yo. ¿Listos? Ready? High. Alto. High. El opuesto es low. Bajo. Low. Hot. Cold. Empty. Full. F-U-L-L. Full. Dry. Seco. Dry. Wet. Interesting. Boring. Dangerous. Safe. The opposite of weak, W-E-A-K, weak. Strong. Healthy. Unhealthy or sick. Beautiful. Ugly. Fat. Thin. Estupendo. That's great. Los verbos en inglés, como en otros idiomas, se juntan con palabras y frases específicas. Esto se llama collocation, la colocación. Por ejemplo, se dice do the washing up, lavar los platos, y no make the washing up. Se dice do the washing up, con el verbo to do. Se dice have a coffee, tomar un café, y no take a coffee, como que dice en español. Have a coffee, toma un café. Escucha y repite algunas frases del ejercicio en el cuaderno de octubre. Have a beer. Have a coffee. Have breakfast. Have a sandwich. Have some pizza. Have some wine. Have a drink. Have lunch with my family. Let's have dinner on Saturday. Listen. Listen to music. Listen to a song. Listen to the Beatles. Listen to Snow Patrol. Listen to the radio. Listen to me. Listen to me. Please listen. El verbo to do. Do the ironing. The ironing la plancha. Do the ironing. Do the washing up. Do the shopping. The verb to watch. W-A-T-C-H. Watch a film. Watch the TV. Watch a film at the cinema. Watch a football match. Watch basketball. Baloncesto. Watch basketball. Go for a walk. Pasear. Go for a walk. I'm going for a walk. Go to bed. Go to the beach. Go shopping. I'm going shopping. Go on holiday. When are you going on holiday? Go to the cinema. Let's go to the cinema. Go to a restaurant. To go out is salir. I'm going out. Where are you going? I'm going out. Great! Now, moving along to our intermediate section this month, we looked at some word families and some confusing vocabulary. But before that, I want to talk to you about our pack completo. The mention in English, pack oro completo, is a special offer of all of our CDs at a great price. All 9 Mansion Inglés CDs. So that's our complete website on Mansion CD and Mansion Business for Business English at intermediate level. There's Mansion First for the Cambridge FCE exam. There's Mansion Travel with dialogues and useful conversations and expressions for travelling abroad. There's Mansion Listen for advanced listenings, Mansion Books for lovers of literature, and Mansion Auto 1 and 2 in MP3 audio for beginners. So that's all 8 CDs plus a free CD of 100 software programs to help you learn English. All this for only €99. You save €112. And we pay the postage wherever you are in the world. Now that's a good deal. Es una oferta muy buena. For more details and to order the CDs, just click the CD icon on the right side of the homepage at mansioninglés.com. Now, where were we? Where were we? Ah, yes, word families. Now, the word strong. What is it? A noun? A verb? An adjective? A strong man. Yep, it's an adjective. So, if strong is an adjective, what's the noun? Strength. S-T-R-E-N-G-T-H. Your strength is impressive, Mr. Bond. What are your strengths? Okay, so what's the verb of strength? To strengthen. Muchas de estas palabras se forman el verbo con el sufijo en, I-N. For example, wide, ancho. To widen. Length. To lengthen. Broad, to broaden. Short, to shorten, etc. We need to strengthen our relationship. How do you say sordo in English? Deaf. D-E-A-F. Are you deaf? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'm a little deaf in my right ear. What's the verb? To deafen. If a sound is very loud, it deafens you. The noise at the concert was deafening. The noun of deaf is deafness. What's the opposite of short? Long. Short and long are adjectives. The noun of long is length. with a G. L-E-N-G-T-H. And the verb is to lengthen. Good. What's the noun of short? Shortness. Do you remember? A shortness of breath. I suffer from a shortness of breath. And the verb of short is to shorten. Would you mind shortening the sleeves on this jacket? The sleeves, las mangas. Would you mind shortening the sleeves on this jacket? They're much too long. Deep is an adjective. Profundo. What's the noun? Depth. D-E-P-T-H. We dived to a depth of 12 meters. What's the verb? To deepen. The mystery deepened. How do you say ancho or ancha in English? Wide. How wide is the balcony? What's the noun? The noun of wide is width. W-I-D-T-H. What's the width of the garage? The width is more important than the length. The verb of width is to widen. We're having our patio widened. Now, what's the opposite of strength? Weakness. Weakness is a noun. A popular question in a job interview is, what are your strengths and weaknesses? What are your strengths and weaknesses? The verb is to weaken. The earthquake has weakened the bridge. Earthquake, terremoto. What's the adjective of weaken? Weak. She has a weak heart. I prefer weak tea. W-E-A-K. And the same pronunciation as weak. Samana. W-E-E-K. Weak. And lastly, the adjective high. Alto or alta. How high is that block of flats? What's the noun of high? Height. How do you spell it? H-E-I-G-H-T. What's the height of that building? Wearing socks with sandals is definitely not the height of fashion. Someone should tell my dad that. Next, we looked at some confusing vocabulary. If you have any questions about difficult or confusing vocabulary, go to facebook.com/mansionenglaise and post a question. I'll do my best to help you and answer your questions. If I can't, there's usually someone in our Facebook fan page who can help. Apartment is the American English word for piso, apartamento. In British English, we say flat. Flats are on different floors. In blocks of flats, or apartment buildings in the US. How do you say la planta baja in English? The ground floor. I live on the ground floor. I have a ground floor flat. Story, S-T-O-R-E-Y, also means planta. It's used to describe the heights of a building. For example, I work in a 30-story building. Trabajo en un edificio de 30 pisos. How many stories does this building have? An advertisement es un anuncio. Sometimes advertisement is shortened to advert or just ad, A-D. There's a great ad on TV for the new Ford Focus. A warning es un advertencia. A word of warning. Don't be late. Una advertencia. No llegues tarde. The verb is to warn. W-A-R-N. I'm warning you. A speech es un discurso. And it often collocates or goes together with the verb make. You make a speech or give a speech. People often make speeches at weddings and on formal occasions. Advice is consejo. Remember that advice is an uncountable noun in English. Repeat. Can I give you some advice? Let me give you a piece of advice. Notice is un aviso. Repeat. Did you see the notice on the wall? Notice is also a verb. He pretended not to notice me. Hizo como si no me hubiera visto. In the dictionary, publicity se traduce como publicidad. Pero no confundas publicity con advertising. Publicity se refiere a la publicidad que se consigue sin buscarla. For example, accusing this bank of unfair competition has only given them some publicity. Acusar este banco de competencia desleal les ha dado cierta publicidad. Mientras que advertising hace referencia a la publicidad por la cual se paga. For example, how much did they spend on their advertising campaign? ¿Cuánto gastaron en su campaña publicitaria? And I apologize for my bad Spanish pronunciation. In the advanced section this month, the first exercise looked at advanced vocabulary collocation. In the first example, we saw the expression to set aside a few minutes. If you set aside some time, you save a period of time to do something specific. I try to set aside half an hour before I go to bed to do some reading. You know, a lot of people say to me, oh, I can't do that, I can't study English, I don't have the time. Well, a lot of people do have time to do stuff. They need to set time aside. I hate to say it, but it's true. I hate to say it is another strong collocation. Yesterday, a friend said to me, I hate to say it, Craig, but you've put on a lot of weight lately. Yes, I know, I said. I must set aside an hour every day for exercise. Next was to make a purchase. The verb to purchase means to buy, comprar. I think it's used more in American English than British English. I often hear Americans say things like, I'm going to purchase a new mobile phone. For example, purchase is used in British English as a verb and a noun, but it usually has a more formal use. When did you make your purchase, sir? Did you purchase the item at this store, madam? The verb to prove can mean probar, verificar, comprobar, but in the example, the expression was to prove yourself. Give me the opportunity to prove myself. He was given 3 months to prove himself. Le dieron 3 meses para que demostrara su valía. The word prompt, P-R-O-M-P-T, means rápido, pronto. To take prompt action is a strong colocation. Also, he must receive prompt treatment. Se lo debe tratar inmediatamente o sin demora. And they are prompt in their payments. Pagan puntualmente. The last collocation was closing date. I don't know why we don't say ending date or shutting date, but we don't. Closing date means fecha tope. And there was another translation for fecha tope in the business section of this month's newsletter. Do you remember it? It was deadline. The deadline for the project is May the 25th. The closing date is May the 25th. Okay, let's see if you remember the idioms from this month's collection. I'll say an idiom in Spanish, and you say the equivalent idiom in English before I do. Then you should repeat the idiom in English to practice pronunciation. Okay, ready? A quien madruga, Dios le ayuda. The early bird catches the worm. Les da uno la mano y se toman hasta el codo. Give him an inch and he'll take a mile. No es oro todo lo que reluce. All that glitters is not gold. Caras vemos, corazones no sabemos. O, el hábito no hace el monje. In English? Don't judge a book by its cover. Another one. Moro viejo nunca será buen cristiano. That sounds a bit racist to me. Moro viejo nunca será buen cristiano. In English? A leopard can't change its spots. Del dicho al hecho hay mucho trecho. Easier said than done. Easier said than done. Ojos que no ven, corazón que no siente. In English? Out of sight, out of mind. And finally, perro ladrador, poco mordedor. That was difficult to say. Try again. Perro ladrador, poco mordedor. In English? His bark is worse than his bite. My boss, he's okay, really. my boss. His bark is worse than his bite. Good. Okay, in business English this month, we practiced a few questions that you may be asked in a job interview. Of course, it's very difficult to know exactly what you'll be asked in an interview before you go in, but I think there are some things that you can prepare and think about before you find yourself in the hot seat of an interview. You should definitely research the company before you go. Find out as much as you can about the company's culture and the company's history. Use Google and use the company's website. When you're answering questions, you can often give answers that relate directly to the company you're interviewing with, if you know the company's background. Anyway, I'll read the questions from the cuaderno to you now. You should pause after each question and answer them as best you can. Then press play and listen to my suggested answers. So let's imagine you are at an interview now. And tell me, what is your greatest weakness? Suggested answer. I like to make sure that my work is perfect, so I tend to perhaps spend a little too much time checking it. However, I've come to a good balance by setting up a system to ensure everything is done correctly the first time. Another question. What is your greatest strength? Well, my time management skills are excellent and I'm organized, efficient, and I take pride in excelling at my work. How would you describe yourself? I'm a creative thinker. I like to explore alternative solutions to problems, and I have an open mind about what will work best. Do you take work home with you? When I need to, that's not a problem. I realise the importance of meeting deadlines and getting work done on time. How many hours do you normally work? It depends. Working a lot of hours doesn't always mean high productivity. I typically work as many hours as necessary in order to get the job done effectively. How do you handle stress and pressure? I react to situations rather than to stress. That way, the situation's handled and doesn't become stressful. I actually work better under pressure, and I found that I enjoy working in a challenging environment. What motivates you? I've always been motivated by the desire to do a good job at whatever position I'm in. I want to excel and be successful in my job, both for my own personal satisfaction and for my employer. Okay, do you remember the meaning of the following vocabulary from the interviews? To handle. What does that mean? To handle. In Spanish, tratar, manejar. Tend to. Soler. Tener tendencia. Efficient. Eficiente. Eficaz. Pride. To take pride in something. Pride is orgullo. Deadline, you should remember. Fecha. Tope, or fecha limite. Challenging. I enjoy working in a challenging environment. Challenging, que se pone o constituye un reto o un desafío. An environment, ambiente. Desire means deseo. And to excel, I want to excel, and to be successful is destacar, sobresalir. I want to excel in my work. Well, that's it for this month. Thanks to all of you for listening. And if you want to contact us, you can find us on Facebook. Just search Facebook for La Mención del Inglés and join our growing community of fans. Or send an email to mansionteachers@yahoo.es. You can also follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter name is MansionTwit. Y también, si tienes una pregunta sobre cualquier cosa relacionado con el aprendizaje del inglés o la cultura inglesa, grábalo en un fichero de MP3 y mándanoslo por email, como un adjunto. Vamos a incluir vuestras preguntas y las respuestas en los podcasts mensuales del cuaderno. Okay. Until next month then, take care and keep practicing English. Bye.